KJAN Sports.
It is time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. In high school sports around the area last night, girls golf, it was Clarinda downing Southwest Valley 216 to 276, while Southwest Valley also downed Clarinda in boys golf 190 to 194. Also in boys soccer last night, it was AHSTW over Nottoway Valley 10 to nothing. Harlan beat Trainer 1 nothing. Glenwood over Missouri Valley 10 to nothing. Tri-Center topping Panorama 4 to nothing. And Sioux City West over Thomas Jefferson by a final of 7 to 1. In high school track last night, Stanton hosting its co-ed meet. On the boys' side, Griswold won the team title. Tigers had 154 points. That was better than Sydney's 139. Tri-Center was third at 90 points. East Mills, Stanton, Essex, and South Page round out the field. Individual champions, Bryson Duncan of Sydney wins the 100 meters. Lane Osdemore of Tri-Center takes the 200-meter dash. Preston Good of Griswold was the winner in the 400-meter dash. Sydney's Noah Jorgensen took the 800-meter final. The 110 hurdles goes to Dylan Schroeder of East Mills. The 1600 meters, Adam Thompson of Sydney, the champ. Thompson also took the 3200 meters. Preston Good of Griswold wins the 400 hurdles. In the field events, Alex Howe of Griswold wins the discus event. Zachary Benedict of Sydney took the high jump. Griswold's Preston Good wins the long jump, and Tri-Center's Jordan Macias takes the shot put event. In the relays, Sydney wins the 4x1, the 4x200, 4x400, the 4x800. They took all of those races. Stanton took the sprint medley and distance medley, while Griswold won the shuttle hurdle relay event last night. That's on the boys' side. On the girls' side at the Stanton relays, it was Sydney edging out a win over Griswold with a 112-point total. Griswold just 1 point back at 111, and Stanton a close third at 105 points. Among the individual winners, Madison Williams of East Mills took the 100-meter dash. She also won the 200-meter dash event. Jocelyn Amos took the 400 meters. Kelsey Leininger of Essex wins the 800 meters. Also, the 100-meter hurdles goes to Hope Ogg of Griswold. Jeanette Schraft of East Mills wins the 1,500. The 3,000 goes to Anna Young of Griswold. Jocelyn Amos of Griswold took the 400-meter hurdles. Josie Mundorf of Griswold wins the discus. Emily Welch of Sydney takes the high jump, while Catherine Neihart of South Page wins the long jump, and Rachel Drake of East Mills the shot put. In the relays, Stanton wins the 4x100 and the 4x400-meter shuttle hurdle relay. Also, Griswold took the 4x400-meter relay and the sprint medley relay. Essex wins last night in the distance medley relay. East Mills, a winner in the 4x200-meter relay event, and Sydney took the 4x8 in last night's girls' meet. Well, the Miami Marlins ace Jose Urena threw the first pitch of the 2018 Major League season, and Ian Happ promptly crushed it over the fence before the Chicago Cubs hit two more homers in an 8-4 win over the Marlins in the first game of yesterday's opening day. Happ became the first person to homer on the very first pitch of the season since Boston's Dwight Evans did it against Jack Morris in Detroit 32 years ago. Anthony Rizzo belted an emotional home run into the upper deck in an unscripted tribute to the victims of last month's shooting at his former high school in Parkland, Florida. Kyle Schwarber also homered for the Cubs, who overcame two errors and a rough outing by John Lester. Also on opening day, Yoenis Cespedes drove in three runs, and Noah Syndergaard struck out 10 over six innings in the Mets' 9-4 rout of the Cardinals. That was a game heard here on KJAN. Adrian Gonzalez doubled home the go-ahead run and reached base four times with two hits and a pair of walks in his Mets debut, helping New York improve to 37-12 in openers since 1970. The White Sox doubled up the Royals 14-7 as Matt Davidson became the fourth player in Major League history to homer three times on opening day. Tim Anderson also homered twice, and Jose Abreu went deep for Chicago. Ty Blatch outpitched Clayton Kershaw, allowing three hits over five scoreless innings in the Giants' 1-0 win over the Dodgers. George Springer hit a leadoff homer in the Astros opener for the second straight year, and Justin Verlander scattered four singles over six shutout innings in Houston's 4-1 win at Texas. Giancarlo Stanton made an auspicious debut with the Yankees, going 3-for-4 with two homers, four RBIs, and three runs scored in a 6-1 win at Toronto yesterday. Boston blew a 4-0 lead in its season opener as Tampa Bay put together a six-run eighth to beat the Red Sox 6-4. Felix Hernandez pitched shutout ball into the sixth inning, and Nelson Cruz hit a two-run homer in the first as the Mariners outlasted the Indians 2-1. The Diamondbacks roughed up the Rockies 8-2 as Jake Lamb supplied a two-run double and a two-run single. The Orioles pulled out a 3-2 win over the Twins on Adam Jones' homer in the bottom of the 11th inning. Orlando Arcia singled home G-Man Choi with two outs in the 12th inning to lift the Brewers past the Padres 2-1. Nick Markakis launched a three-run walk-off homer with two out in the 9th inning to complete the Braves' rally from a 5-0 deficit in an 8-5 win over the Phillies. Marcus Semien's RBI single gave the Athletics a 6-5 11-inning win over the Angels. The Nationals and the Reds were postponed in Cincinnati. The Pirates and Tigers in Detroit were rained out. Both those games will be made up today. In other baseball news, a study by the Associated Press determined the average Major League salary on opening day dropped slightly following an offseason of slashed contracts for many free agents and the decisions to start three highly paid players in the minor leagues. The $4.41 million average fell 0.9% from last year's starting figure of $4.45 million, according to the AP's calculations. However, the number was determined after Philadelphia pitcher Jake Arrieta and Baltimore hurler Alex Cobb were optioned to the minors to get more preparation for the season after signing free agent contracts recently. Also in Major League Baseball news, the Reds placed Raisel Iglesias on the three-day paternity list, leaving Cincinnati without its closer to open up their season. The Orioles have placed designated hitter Mark Trumbo and pitcher Gabriel Yoana on the 10-day disabled list. The Royals placed All-Star catcher Salvador Perez, right-hander Nate Karns, and two others on the DL. Blue Jays shortstop Troy Tulowitzki has been put on the 60-day disabled list because of bone spurs in his right heel. Also, a person familiar with the deal says All-Star closer Greg Holland and the Cardinals agreed to a $14 million one-year contract pending a physical. Hollins was a free agent after leading the National League with 41 saves last season for Colorado. Former Major League outfielder Rusty Staub has died at the age of 73 following an illness. The six-time All-Star posted a .279 average with 2,716 hits in a 23-year career that included two stops with the Mets and the Expos, along with time spent with the Colt 45s, Astros, Tigers, and the Rangers. He's the only player to collect 500 hits with four different ball clubs. Well, schedule makers didn't do any favors for the Iowa baseball team this season after opening Big Ten play by splitting a doubleheader against 11th-ranked Indiana. The Hawkeyes will open up a three-game series tonight visiting an Illinois team that's 16-5 overall and 3-0 in the league race. Iowa coach Rick Heller says the Illini have the look of a contender in the conference race. Iowa's 14-8 after a Wednesday night win over Bradley. We'll have that Iowa-Illinois game tonight, game one of that series, 5:30, the pregame start time. Drake has hired longtime Creighton assistant coach Darian DeVries as its basketball coach. The Bulldogs announced Thursday that DeVries will replace Nico Medved, who last week left after one season at Drake to take over at Colorado State. DeVries, a native of Applington, Iowa, and the brother of former Detroit Lions star Jared DeVries, spent the past 17 years as an assistant with the Blue Jays under coaches Dana Altman and Greg McDermott. Creighton made 12 NCAA tournament appearances and went 460 and 211 with DeVries on the staff. DeVries will be Drake's fourth coach in the last 16 months. Ray Giacoletti left early in the 2016-17 season and was followed by interim coach Jeff Rutter and then Medved. The 42-year-old DeVries played at Northern Iowa, where he scored over 1,000 points. DeVries will be introduced today at a news conference. Drake, which has made just one NCAA tournament appearance since 1972, went 17-17 last season under Medved, but most of the Bulldogs starters graduated, and a long rebuild will likely be required for them to compete with the rest of the Missouri Valley Conference. In other college basketball news, Wichita State guard Landry Shamet has declared for the NBA draft and intends to hire an agent, effectively ending his college career with two seasons of eligibility left. The 21-year-old Shamet averaged nearly 15 points and 5 assists last season for the Shockers. Villanova guard Jalen Brunson has been named the Associated Press Men's Basketball Player of the Year, finishing ahead of Oklahoma freshman Trey Young. Brunson is averaging 19 points, shooting nearly 53%, entering Saturday's national semifinal against Kansas. He's the first Villanova player to win the AP award. Virginia's Tony Bennett is the runaway winner of the AP Men's College Basketball Coach of the Year, winning 50 of the 65 votes. After the Cavaliers set a program single-season record for wins, dominated the Atlantic Coast Conference, and reached number one in the AP Top 25 for the first time since the Ralph Sampson era. Penn State has earned its second NIT championship since 2009. Lamar Stevens scored 28 points and Josh Reeves had 18, leading the Nittany Lions to an 82-66 win over Utah at Madison Square Garden last night. And two other tournaments come to a close tonight. The CIT championship game has Illinois-Chicago facing Northern Colorado, And in the CBI Championship, San Francisco plays North Texas tonight. That series is tied at one apiece. It's a best of three. They'll finish that off with the final game this evening. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.